5:02 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning, Yawmul Khamis, on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, today is the 30th of Sha'ban, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, our beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 30th of Sha'ban, 1444 year in South Africa. And today we start a new chapter, a new surah, and that is Surah Yusuf. Inshallah, for this Ramadan, every day we will discuss a portion of Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12 of the Noble Quran. And it was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah prior to the migration to Madinah Munawwara and the Hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. And it comprises 111 verses. So Surah Yusuf, Yusuf, Joseph, as you will translate in English, and his honorable father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, Jacob, peace be upon him. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam's Nami, Ismigrami, honorable name is mentioned 27 times in the Noble Quran, and his honorable father Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, his blessed and Mubarak name is mentioned 16 times in the Noble Quran. Sometimes the way people explain Surah Yusuf, like it is some love story, some Romeo, Juliet, Majnun and Layla, all that is refuted and rejected. So Surah Yusuf was revealed to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the entire surah, one shot. And to show how come Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam and thereafter Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam and all of them came to Egypt, what were the circumstances, what was the background? So that is the major lesson, and the vicissitudes, and remember the difficulties you go through in life. Yusuf, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, the meaning refers to his handsomeness and beauty. And Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, Jacob, means the successor. So let us start now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Alif Lam Ra. These letters here are mystic letters. Remember that, mutashabihat, nobody knows the meaning except Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, wa ma ya'alamu ta'wilahu illallah. So why did Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala reveal it? One side, the Quran Sharif is a book of guidance, and on the other side, you have code words that nobody knows the meaning. So how do you reconcile that? So we'll say that, remember, Almighty Allah made this Quran Sharif. The greatest miracle for Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and gave them a challenge. You bring a replica of the entire Quran Sharif. You bring a replica of 10 surahs. قُلْ فَأَتُوا بِأَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ. the final and the ultimate test for humanity and posterity. Wa in kuntum fi raybin mimma nazzalna ala abdina. If you have any doubt regarding to what we reveal piecemeal gradually on our beloved servant and slave Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was, who is, who will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe, fa'atu bi suratin min mithli, then you bring one chapter comprising three verses, and it must be in style, in beauty, in rhetoric, just like the noble Quran, chapter 2, verses number 22 and 23. So here all my 23 and 24, surah number 2, so verses 23 and 24. So there Almighty Allah is giving this challenge to humanity. Until today, no one has been successful. Tilka ayatul kitabil mubin. So these are the verses of the book which makes things clear. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiya. We have revealed it, Almighty Allah, stamping His Majesty, authority, sovereignty, using the royal pronoun. We revealed it, this Qur'an, in the Arabic language. La'allakum ta'qilun. So that you will gain wisdom and you will gain understanding. Nahnu, again Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty and sovereignty. Naqussu alayka, we are going to rehearse to you, we are going to relate to you, we are going to tell you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the story, incident, event of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam in detail. Alayka, to you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ahsan al-qasas, the best of stories, episodes and events. Bima awhayna ilayk, from what we have sent to you. Meaning, it is in chronological order and sequence. So therefore, it is the best, the easiest to comprehend and understand. Hadhal Qur'an, in this Qur'an Sharif, so this is the only story, event, incident that's mentioned in detail in sequence. Wa in kunta min qablihi la min al-ghafilin. Although you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before this, you were unaware of it. Now you will be aware. You will have the greatest foresight inside. So that is Almighty Allah informing us. Tilka min amba'il ghaybi nuhiha ilayk, that these are the information of the unseen. Nuhiha ilayk, we send the wahi to you. Ma kunta ta'lamuha anta, before that you did not know, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about Prophet Abraham, Prophet Noah, Prophet Jacob and the Prophet Joseph, but now you know. So Almighty Allah has mentioned this in chapter 11 and verse number 49. Wa in kunta min qablihi la min al-ghafilin, you were unaware of it. Now Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, is very young person, very handsome. Iz qala Yusufu li abi, remember when Joseph told his beloved father Jacob, when he told his beloved father Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, ya abati, oh my beloved father, out of love and respect, ya abi, O father, ya abati, O beloved father, respected father, inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba, I see 11 stars in a dream. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرُ, the sun and the moon, رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ, and they all are prostrating to me. What is all this, O Father? Inshallah, we will continue with that tomorrow. Fascinating it is, and we all should take heed from there, inshallah. Let's take you around the world, news, views and interviews. America tells the world that it is a superpower. Well, yesterday, last night, yesterday, you know, in time, they're behind us. Approximately 15,000 people had to flee and run for their lives there in Carolina. Again, there's wind, there's storms, there's rain. So which kind of superpower you are? Only superpower is Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might, there is no power except that of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. He does what he wants to, and he can crush anybody, anything, any country in a split second. And he gives us these small little examples so that that arrogance of ours must finish up and believe in the majesty, grandeur of Almighty Allah. Now look at the same America, how it wants to bully other countries. America gives a big warning to Uganda. If you are going to enact and pass as a law that you are going to punish these people who are gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgender, then there will be repercussions. We will apply sanctions upon you. Why are you persecuting the minority? Mr. America, Madam America, so why don't you apply that law to the Jutlas and the Haramis and the Zionist regime when they persecuting the Palestinians for the past 75 years? On the contrary, you go and help the oppressor, you give them arms, you give them material support, financial support, you veto everything in the United Nations. You always speak with a double and a double tongue and forked tongue. Why don't you apply the same thing to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the Arab countries? They also don't allow gay business and lesbian. They also will punish you. But because the oil is there, so therefore the oil is there, the gas is there, so therefore double standards. You take Africa, more than 50 countries, majority of them rejected, 30 of them plus the 30, they reject all this, your white man's mentality, remember that. This is all the white man's business. Therefore, Hitler, one of the things that really made him mad and crazy against the Jutlas were homosexuality, pornography, and interest. On all these three issues, we agree 100% with him, with Hitler. It was the right thing, the right policy to adopt, that you had to teach them a lesson. We don't want gays here in Germany. We don't want pornography. We don't want interest here. So see, everything what Islam taught. Bojo is back in the news, Boris Johnson. Imagine the lying, crooked guy who impregnated so many ladies, had affairs with so many ladies that he himself cannot remember, he and Trump. They told him, put your hand on the Bible. You are now under investigation. He said, no, I never lied. No, but I lied, but it was not intentionally and deliberately. You see, did you lie, Boris Bojo? He said, no, I didn't lie. He said, no, but I lied, but it was not done intentionally and deliberately. These are the haramis, remember that. That is how they fool the people, because they know the masses are asses and so forth. Saudi Arabia and Iran, can you believe this now? Yesterday at the start of Ramadan, because majority of the world and countries have started Ramadan, we'll discuss that just now. So you must remember that. So they are foreign ministers, Saudi Arabian foreign minister, Iranian foreign minister had a friendly discussion, and both now foreign ministers going to meet, and the date, the venue, the details will follow, but very soon it will come that they will be having bilateral talks. My question is one to the Saudis, to MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. You saw yesterday Tarawih, you heard the Tarawih, that you see even Sudais and all of them have to shorten the du'as. They have to shorten the Tarawih from 20 rakats to 10. You can't make long, long du'a. You want to restrict the mercy of Allah, you harami? Who are you to do all this? Remember, in the Haramain Sharifain for more than 1,000 years, there is Tarawih going on for 20 rakats. Our Ustad Sheikh Atiyah Salim, great Sheikh, used to teach there in Medina Munawwara. I sat in so many lessons of his. He wrote a book on the Tarawih Salat in Masjid Nabawi, Akthar Min Alfi Amin, more than 1,000 years. And you, Shaitan, small little man, know nothing about Islam, reject collecting hadith and building sanamas, and now you want to come to dictate to the ummah. Shame on you, harami murtad bin shaitan. Sunak, the big person, prime minister, Indian, he was going to see Agarbati and stars when Putin finished up with him. He had to pay more than £1 million tax for the past 3 years. So now they got him properly cornered. You must remember, you better start paying up. Macron, very arrogant with his pension policy. And remember, majority of the people in France, now every day there are protests, every day demonstrations, and inshallah they will topple the government. See Pakistan, I told you 100 times already. Pakistan choro ki hukumat hai. This is a government came in by America and came in by the West. They had a vote of no confidence in Imran. Now they're supposed to have elections in Punjab. The biggest province there in Pakistan is Punjab this month here. So they postponed it and say, no, we'll have after 3, 4, 5 months. So Imran Khan says, is this not a violation of the Pakistani constitution? They know Imran and he is Pakistan Tahrik-e-Insaf, the Justice Party. They will win elections landslide. So you see, this is why Pakistan can't progress. Too many crooks there in the government, and ye choro ki hukumat, which is the truth. I mean, if you just keep your emotions and you keep all your, you know, prejudice one side, so that is the truth. Now war crimes by the British soldiers are being investigated. How many war crimes you committed there in Afghanistan? Now everything, the chickens are coming home to roost. For America, listen to this person here. I sent out something of his yesterday. And you Muslims, you need to wake up from your slumber also. Seymour Hersh said that the U.S. is covering up the Nord Stream. They blew it up, they sabotaged it, and now they want to cover up the evidence that no, we didn't do it. They did that to cause harm to Russia, and they said Putin must keep quiet. Putin say, I must keep quiet. I'm going to put you in such a corner and tangle you up, you will never ever forget. It's a name you should remember that. He exposed what the American haramis did in Abu Ghraib presence there in Iraq, in Baghdad, how they put the dogs, remember, on the people naked. They stripped them and then the dogs were put on them. Who reported this? The same Seymour Hersh. So you must remember, they hate his guts, but they can't do anything. So 50 US banks might fail and fall. Remember this, the Dow is done, the shares are down, everything is going in the negative, not in positive. So we must remember, capitalism is failing, democracy is failing, secularism is failing, Zionism is in its last legs, as you will hear just now. So remember this. But when you study the proper masters of politics and economics, they say that this is a trick and a plan and a ploy by America and the Western banks, that they want it to collapse so that they will come out with a new coin, and that will want, that must be the new currency for the new world order. So Allah knows best. They're always trying to plan and plot and scheme something, but Almighty Allah humiliates them. How can we ever forget the haramis, the children of Hitler? So you must remember the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. More than 100 Air Force reserve pilots are boycotting. They say, we're not coming to work, we're not coming to duty. All this in the Haaretz. Land theft in Palestine. You Jutlas got it, haramis? You're stealing more and more land. So that is a crime. Even your Haaretz newspaper got it. Land theft, you must remember. The Jutlas, the settlers, stealing, occupying. Occupation of another person's territory is terrorism. Therefore, we say, you Jutlas are the biggest terrorists on this earth. Israel, now with Easter coming, are threatened threatening the Christian missionaries and telling them that you will not be able to come here from abroad and to come and celebrate here Easter and so forth. So they not only a cancer for the Muslims, they are a cancer for the Christians, but now they say, no, we will allow some and so forth, after there was huge criticism from the Christian world and so forth. Listen to this one here in the Haaretz. One journalist wrote, the best thing we must do with BB is we must lock him up and keep him there in jail and prison till his trial is finished, and then Israel will become a proper democracy. As long as he's there, so remember, you will have big problems. Okay, last portion, and then we start with the Q&A. Majority countries in the world, today, Thursday, remember, 23rd of March is first Ramadan, okay? So that's majority countries in the world, Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, Arab world, and majority, 80-90%. Few countries you must remember is that today, 30th Shaban, and tomorrow will be the first Psalm and the first fast, tonight the first Taraweeh for this minority few countries, okay? So now, if a person, so we take our neighboring countries, let's take them first. So majority of them, they saw the moon, and they are fasting today. Namibia did not see the moon, right? But they accepted the neighboring countries and they took the decision that they're fasting. So that's totally permissible. There's nothing wrong with that. And you must remember, on the other side, South Africa, they said, no, because we are very holy people, we don't accept people, you know, citing from overseas. Overseas what? Our neighboring countries. So we only accept, they say, that from within South Africa. So it's fine. That is your decision. So now, what does the Quran and the Sunnah say regarding this? So remember, on fundamental issues, you can't have difference of opinion. It's on the pillars of Islam. So fasting is a pillar of Islam. Every Muslim has to believe in that. Now the secondary issue, on that you can have differences. And Islam allows that. Islam does not say there must be one truth only. You can have multiple truths. On one issue, you can have two verdicts. Go to the Quran Sharif, Surah 21 and verses 78 and 79. Chapter 21, verses 78-79. Wa Dawood wa Sulaiman iz yahkumani fil harth. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, father and son, both prophets and messengers, selected by Allah. So they passed the verdict regarding the farm that was damaged and so forth. So Nabi Dawood, David, passed the verdict initially. The people then went to Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he passed a different verdict on the same issue. What Allah Ta'ala said? Allah Ta'ala says, فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا Sulaiman, that he's the younger one, but we gave him a deeper, more profound understanding. But Allah praised both of them, father and son, وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَإِلْمًا. We gave both of them knowledge, we gave both of them the verdict, and both of them the wisdom, and so forth. Chapter 21, verse 78, verse 79. When you study the Sahaba, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahaba, this is an example for me and you. So we must understand and be magnanimous on these issues. So la ya'ibu sa'imun ala al-muftirin wa la ya'ibu sa'mu-muftirun ala sa'imin. Go open Mustafa Ahmed and that you will find all these type of hadiths. When the Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba traveling, sometime they would be fasting. So some of them fasting, some not fasting. So you in South Africa, if you are following the South African ulama, you're not fasting, it's fine. There's no sin upon you. But if you are following the neighboring ulama or countries, or you are following Saudi on this issue this year, not Saudi Arabia, we got no confidence in their citing. But this year, remember, it was right. So if you look at South Africa and the demographics, majority of the Arabs are fasting today. Majority of the Somalis are fasting today. Majority of the foreigners who are settled here, they are fasting here. So yes, it's up to you. You are, Mona Arafat is fasting, for example. I'm not fasting. I got no right to object on him. And remember that I am fasting and Mona Arafat is not fasting. Whatever the circumstances, so one party does not not have the right to criticize the other. You want to fast today? You fast. Your fast is valid. You don't want to fast today? Fine. There's no sin upon you. So that is why I gave you from the Quran, Sharif and Sunnah. Whole day now the debate will go on. I'm fasting, not fasting this one. By both ways is permissible. Islam allows multiple truths, but you must remember that the whole of Southern Africa is fasting besides South Africa. So that is the truth, and the truth must be told.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that tell AK no more Trump. You heard Trump is suing them, Ustad.
Trump is a wonderful actor. He knows how to play. So yesterday, do you know what he said? Trump said, please, the American police, come and lock me up and put me in handcuffs and take me to the court with handcuffs and so forth. So I will then go and show you what I will do on live TV. He loves the love, the live TV and live shows, and wants to be the narcissist. Say that Omar is not the narcissist. Anybody says that, remember, we reject that person totally and his ideas. Sayyidina Omar radiallahu an was, is, will always be the second greatest person after Mustafa, after all the Anbiya, prophets and messengers. First all the prophets, messengers, and the Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen must be Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then is Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu first, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu second. So he, Trump, is a narcissist, and remember, he loves to be in the center. So you know, he loves to be in the news, because his aim 2024 is that I must be fighting there for in elections, and I must win the elections. That is old aim. So that is what they do, the American. It is, you know, I told you, today's democracy is clowns in the parliaments. Remember that. That is what you see, trapeze artists, you see clowns, you see crazy guys. You must remember that.
Somebody says that good morning AK, I am a taxi driver. I listen to you every morning. But my boss is a Muslim, and he says I am not allowed to take women in my taxi without a husband or son. Is this not against our constitution? AK, Ustad?
You, my brother, you must remember there are two answers here. Number one, I don't know you, but let's say your name is Tom, Dick, or Harry, or Tom, Dick, and Mary, and you are a non-Muslim. So for you to take a male, for you to take a female, for you to take any person, remember, it's fine, there's no problem with that, because you don't believe in the laws of Islam and so forth. If you are a Muslim person and a Muslim male, you're driving your own taxi or your boss's taxi, and a lady tells you, now you must take me from point A to point B. You're alone with her in the taxi. You don't hear the stories coming out now that this driver, Uber driver, this taxi, obviously we don't say all, but some of them, how they took advantage of the lady and so forth and so on. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yakhluwanna rajulun bimra'atin illa asali wa illa shaitanu de illa. The shaitan is alithuhuma. The shaitan, the Satan, is the third party. So meaning that when a male and a female are alone and there are nobody else there in privacy, so he can take you long cut, short cut, all that, take advantage of you. So yes, for a Muslim taxi to do that is not permissible, but for you it's permissible. You don't believe in Islam, you don't accept the rules of Islam, so for you is no problem in that.
I see Matthew says, since you are against the USA, Matthew says, so why does the United States have so little corruption compared to other developing nations? Ustad?
You see, my brother Matthew, right?
Ustad.
Matthew, you are caught hook, line and sinker, you must remember, by the mass media, which is manipulated by America, manipulated by the Zionists and the Jutlas and so forth. So they are the most corrupt, you must remember that. How you think 9/11 took place? How you think the war on Iraq took place? How you think the war in Afghanistan took place? How you think the war took place in Vietnam? And today everything is coming. You are very naive, my brother Matthew. You must remember that their finances are all falling apart. Your Silicon Valley Bank, then you see, you must remember your Signature Bank, then your Republican Bank, all of them finished now, or on the verge of extinction. So, and the Tao is falling. So people are moving more and more to Russia and China. They becoming the new power. And therefore Putin says, we will use nuclear if you all just start using little bit of the, remember the nuclear and so forth, then we will unleash our arsenal. That is 100% right. You must remember that. You white man, you'll cause the World War I. You caused the World War II. You Americans are the most corrupt. Who are the people who dropped the bombs on Hiroshima? Who are the people who dropped the bombs on Nagasaki? Matthew, which world you living in? Alice in Wonderland, my brother.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, can we donate blood while fasting?
Yes, remember it is permissible, but the issue here is this, that is it desirable or not? We will say it's not desirable, but the fast will be valid. That is the verdict of the Malikis, of the Shafi'is, the Hanafis, that if you do hijama, cupping, so remember it is permissible but not desirable, because you are hungry, you are thirsty, you will feel weaker if you went to donate blood. I did it. I wanted to see what's the process. You will see they keep juice and biscuits there. So to replenish your energy, to give you that stamina, we called it badal ma yatahallal in Arabic, which means that you're going to feel weak now. So therefore, permissible, your fast is valid, but remember that it is not desirable. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, I have a book, every alim, every alim, every student, true student of deen, you should write, buy this book or go and Google it. Al-Fathu al-Rabbani ala Mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani, excellent work. In there you will find also, whilst a person is fasting, then remember, and he does cupping, then his fast is broken. From the four schools, only Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says this. All the other three schools say that the fast is valid, and he uses the hadith after al-Hajim wal-Mahjum, that the fasting of that person who does the cupping and upon whom is done, both of them, their fast is broken. And open Mishkat Mustada Ahmad, you will find it. So yeah, we say, remember this, in a case like this, what has happened, that we say that hadith is mansukh, is abrogated, after that cupping was done, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them that your fast is valid. So that is all academic discussion, but we will not advise it. But if you do so, you donate blood, whilst you are fasting, your fast is valid.
Allow me to read this question, Ustad. Assalamu alaikum. I am a sister in Islam. Please explain to us, why don't you like Ukraine? Did Ukraine do something to Islam? We sisters in Ukraine need to know, so we know what dua to make for our country. Because we took notice you highly praise Mr. Putin. I'm a sister in Islam from Ukraine, Odessa. I was told to listen to your radio station. Thank you, Ustad.
Very good, my sister. We really appreciate it. Early part of the morning. I'm not 100% sure what is the time there now in Odessa. See, my sister, let us just go back a little bit. Putin warned you, not now, 10 years ago. He told you, don't expand NATO. NATO is not some defensive force. It is an aggressive force. You saw what they did to Libya, the most progressive country, stable country, as far as economics and politics and that go. Everything was fine. They had the best economy, the best economy as well, and the best irrigation water system in the world they had. So as far as irrigation water goes. But what NATO did, they came and destroyed the whole country. Look at it now. America came and destroyed the whole of Iraq, and everybody walking free and giving interviews and that. So now what the Jutlas and the Zionists and the Americans did behind the curtain, they said we need to put some Jutla, some Jew there. So they got Zelensky. Zelensky is a comedian. He used to have a film show and a comedy show. So the president became a Jewish guy, became president. The prime minister, Jewish guy. It doesn't happen coincidence, my sister. The only country in the world beside the rogue apartheid terror regime of Israel, you have a prime minister, president, both Jutlas, both Jews. And that only happened in Ukraine. And then they told him, from you, that we going to use as a launching pad against Russia, because you will be nearest to Russia. But Putin, God, you must remember intelligence of it, last year, February 24, so before America could use Ukraine, so he then invaded Ukraine, and that is how the war started. Because they thought they want to get rid of Putin, because they hate Putin, and they know Putin is outsmarting them everywhere. So that is the main reason, my sister. Second, if you study Jews in the world, that which Jews want to be there. They wanted to make a second Israel for the Khazar Jews. Go study the Khazar Jews. And they wanted to settle them there to make that another Jewish state in the heart of Europe and so forth. Like how they got here in Palestine, occupied Palestine. But wa makaru wa makarallah, they plot and they plan, and today all their plans are falling apart. The Khazar Jews cannot settle there, cannot run the show. Putin hit the hell out of, you must remember, Ukraine, and you know that better than me, and that's why we support him. He says we don't want this new world order that promotes LGBT, that promotes, you must remember, Washington must be in charge and Jerusalem must be the capital. So we agree with him on all those points. Putin is a harami. If you don't know harami, it means a big B. But remember, on this score, yeah, we agree with him. And one more point, my sister, remember this, that you in Ukraine know that how you were treating the Russians. You were treating them as second class, third class. So they complain to Putin. Putin say, Excellila Rechmak, I'll fix your life. So what problem is that? It's 100% right what he's doing. Last question.
She says, would you like to ever come to Odessa? We will bring you to Odessa, Ustad, Ukraine.
So you're happy with my answers now, huh? Very good, very good, very good. Okay, quickly one to announcement before we finish up. So tomorrow, inshallah, Friday, Mona Arafat, Junaid Mota, all will start 3 o'clock. I will come down here 5:25, inshallah, Aziz, because then Ramadan is official. Again, I repeat, those of you fasting in South Africa, your fast is valid. Those of you not fasting, there's no sin upon you. So just leave it as that and keep a magnanimous heart. Any questions, sir?
I got one, Ustad. It says here, do we have to perform Taraweeh in Jamaat? Is the Sunnah or Bid'ah, Ustad?
100% Sunnah. That in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Master alayhi salam performed Taraweeh for 3 nights in Jama'ah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq's time is to perform in Jama'ah, but different Jama'ah. In time of Amirul Mu'mineen Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda, he chose Ubay bin Ka'b as, you must remember, the Imam, and told all the men, you must follow him. So how can we say it's bid'ah when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafa'ir rashidin al mahdiin." You must follow my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa and successors. Authentic hadith, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.